Oh, Jesus, I fucked up. All right, first of all, if you're like, if you know me, don't listen to this podcast. If you like know me like in person, don't listen to this podcast. Like family and friends or what? Nick Maritato, you're fine. Because you listen and what am I going to do? But see, this is what happened. Yesterday, of course, was the 500th episode. And I don't tell anybody about this podcast. I promoted it a little bit when I first started, like 2 years ago. And I haven't said a word about it since. Like, I even, like, go on other podcasts and I don't mention it. It's not a good podcast, so I don't tell people about it. So it's got, like, this audience of people that have found it naturally or however the fuck. And here we are, right? So yesterday, I'm like, well, 500 episodes, maybe I should let people know this exists. And then I get, like, texts from my mom congratulating me. I forget she's on Twitter. I thought I blocked my mom on Twitter. I don't need her seeing my tweets. Come on. If my mom's listening, I don't know if she listens. She doesn't listen to podcasts. I don't think she's going to listen. And Jacqueline's mom is congratulating me. It's like, I'm going to listen, and I don't want to tell her not to listen because I feel like that'll make her want to listen more, but I'd rather she not listen. Not that I say anything terrible on here. And Jacqueline's parents are very cool. Cooler than my parents. And my parents are fine. They're just not, they're nerds. You know? But anyway, definitely don't want my parents listening. Jacqueline's parents would rather they don't listen. And any other family. I don't want to look at people I know after they listen to this fucking horse shit. It's not good. I don't know how many times I have to say it. But I find it therapeutic. It's not therapeutic. That's the wrong word. I don't know. I do it. I do the show every day. And I'm going to continue to do it every day for a little while long. I don't know how long. It seems weird to stop it. I don't know how to stop things. I need somebody to fire me. And no one can fire me from this, which is an issue. Okay. So there's that. But thank you to all the congratulations that have poured in. There was a few. Well, I guess we'll do the news. I don't know why I said excuse me after a cough. That's not normal. Yeah, I guess people do that. Some people say excuse me after sneezes and coughs when you're in a more professional setting. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm so sorry I just did a thing that people do. Even burping. These are just things. We designated that as a... Why did we make that bad? We can undo that, can't we? We've loosened up other rules. We used to have to wear wool suits everywhere. Thank God I wasn't alive then. Look at those people. You look at the pictures of those wool suit motherfuckers. They're like at a fucking baseball game in the middle of August wearing wool suits like fucking idiots. Oh, God. And nobody was just like, this is crazy. Why can we just wear the t-shirt? Why do I have to put on the shirt and then a jacket? And it's all such heavy material, and we all smell. But we should make burping. We if we can embrace people wearing pajamas to the store, which I do. You know, some people are like, I don't. They get. I've seen Facebook posts. I'll say that they're like these people. It's more of a suburban thing because I don't see it in New York. I don't think people wear their pajamas. It's because you don't get in a car. You gotta go out. You gotta walk the streets. If you're going, oh, I'm just jumping in the car and then jumping into the 7-Eleven. I'm gonna wear my pajamas. Aren't I a lazy, whimsical person? It's great. We should only have pajamas, is my theory. And then you never have to change. I say you put on your pajamas, and then you go to bed, And then you wake up dressed. And then you go to work in those pajamas. Shower at night before you go to bed. Put on fresh pajamas. What are the ones from yesterday? Get a bunch of the same and then no one knows if you're being lazy or what's going on. All right, how great is that world? You're just walking all pajamas. I don't care if it's a funeral, you got a court date, you're going to the prom, wedding, all pajamas. Everybody's wearing pajamas. We never go any higher than that. Comfort only. What a world that is. Instead, we have these. Does anybody even give a thought to what a fucking necktie is for? To cover your buttons? What? Oh my God, someone might see my fucking buttons. I guess that's what it's for. I have no idea. A bow tie doesn't even do that, so I don't know. But a tie, holy shit, what a fucking worthless piece of cloth that is. Well, let's go to the news. I could go on all day about that topic, and I probably have several times on this podcast. I'm sorry, I repeat myself. Because I forget, so it's a new thought to me. If you don't forget, well, fuck, man. Put more shit in your brain, and maybe you'll forget the other things I said, and then I can repeat myself. It's not my fault that I repeat myself. It's your fault for remembering. I was worried about my memory going. As a kid, I'd be like, oh, when I get older, my memory might go. Because as a kid, I thought I had a great memory. It was just that I was 15. I only had to remember like 10 years worth of shit. Not even. You have to remember like 8 years worth of shit. It's not that much. And you remember, so you remember everything. And then you're like, I have the best memory. Like, no. I still can remember 8 years worth of shit. But I can't, but before that, there's some key moments. I remember people. I remember any embarrassment. I can relive those. But day-to-day stuff, gone. And so I'd be like, oh, when I get older, I'm going to lose memories. And that's, and then it turns out, yeah, I don't care. It's fine. I don't think I lost anything I needed. I think I'm pretty good. What's going on in the news? Indiana man 34 who impregnated. excuse me again for that cough. This is terrible. I'm sorry I even started it. I just saw Indiana. This is the first headline. Indiana man 34 impregnated 10-year-old girl. Gets over 100 years in prison. Well, that I'm not going to argue that sentence. What a piece of what a terrible person. I was going to say piece of shit, but I feel like I just call everybody a piece of shit, and it loses its impact. Particularly if like I say, hey, this guy he cut me in line at Starbucks. What a piece of shit. I'm like, this guy raped a child. What a piece of shit. Everybody is. So I got a terrible person. That doesn't seem quite strong enough either, but he's going to prison for 100 years. What, do I have to kick him while he's down? Well, sure, kick him while he's down, but I'm just, I was just making a little joke, not to make light of that terrible, awful thing. Bud Light celebrates the Cleveland Browns' first win in 21 months with free beer for the fans. So a free Bud Light for Cleveland Brown fans. I'm, of course, an alcoholic, so I'd have to say no thank you. And then they'd say, come on. And I'd say, I don't drink. And then I'd be like, oh. It doesn't even make me uncomfortable anymore. I have to turn down. Whenever I turn down drinks, I think they usually it takes them. They get it right away now. I'm like, no, I'm good. Oh, Like, yeah. Because they look at me, because I look like a fucking scumbag. So they're like, oh, he doesn't drink. There's a reason. It's not like, oh, I'm not drinking tonight. It's he's not. Because if he drank at all, he'd be drinking right now. And they're like, oh, he's an alcoholic. But he's holding on to the look. Exactly. Just because I don't drink anymore or do any cool drugs doesn't mean that I can't look cool, does it? Maybe. Maybe I should just cut my fucking hair. Eh. Seems like once I'm in a thing, like I'm in this long hair, long beard thing now for some years, I don't see any way out of it. It just seems like, you know, that I don't want to hear like, oh, you look so much better now. That's not a compliment. That's what I'll, you know, oh, you look better. Oh, fuck you. So I look like shit for the pet. Shut up. I don't want to hear from you. Teens arrested for wrecking early Christmas display for boy with terminal cancer. That's... Now, this is it's awful. These teens, they're terrible. I just know that if we were in high school together, these teens, I would have been friends with them. I was friends with the guys that would do something like that. And then they'd be like, let's go wreck this Christmas display. Never for a kid with terminal cancer. I never was a party to any of that. But I was never okay with like, you know, let's rip down these fuckers' Christmas lights. Let's steal their Santa. Let's fucking wreck their day. And I would just kind of stand there while they did it. And I was like, you know, I like hanging out with you guys and doing drugs and doing some kind of, you know, shoplifting. But I don't want to do that. How to smash pumpkins? No, that's, you know, that's a Halloween thing. I don't want to do that. But then they do it. And I'm like, that's kind of funny, I guess. But not for this kid with terminal cancer. Those teens, I'd be friends with them, though. I wouldn't be friends with them because they did that. I'd be friends with them. Then they'd do it. And then I would... Well, I never get caught up in anything. Because I always kept the distance. And something like that, I wouldn't have participated. I would be like, I'm tapping out on this one. But I know Ryan, in particular... He would be all about it. He was a real fucking... He was crazy. Don't know what happened to him. But he was crazy. I hope they get grounded. Fuck them. Well, you know what happens, though? I hope the town comes together and makes an even better display. And then they get like a real Santa Claus to show up or some shit. Suge Knight sentenced to 28 years over 2015 hit and run death. 28 years for Suge. How, you know, listen, shouldn't kill people. But there's something about the guy that's like, that was so involved with the gangster rap going to jail for killing somebody. Like, he meant it. I mean, it wasn't kidding around. It wasn't theater. He meant it. So that's when you listen to a Death Row track, it was produced by a murderer or a manslaughterer. Or he went to jail for something else, too. I don't know what. Went to jail a couple times. Well, I'm sure. And don't you think Suge Knight in jail? If you were in jail with Suge Knight, wouldn't you want to hang out with him? I mean, I don't think you'd pick a fight with him. On size alone, you wouldn't pick a fight with him. But just to be like, hey, can you tell me about that time you dangled Vanilla Ice off it was like outside of a fucking window, like a hotel window or off the balcony or some shit. He's got stories. Suge Knight's got crazy stories. And you're in jail, so I would buddy up with Suge Knight if I was in jail with him. I would try to. I don't know if he would. I don't know. I'm pretty affable. Some people just don't like me right away because I look like somebody they don't like or something. That's the only reason. But a lot of people take to me. All right. Enough of my babbling. It's Friday, so I will see you on Monday. We love you.